Hey, so aren't you supposed to be studying? Everybody sit down. So, did they really? I guess it's kind of hard to move around right now, isn't it? I don't know how tickets were allocated, but apparently you guys kind of got the short end of the stick here. And having been on the short end of the stick occasionally, I want to make sure to come and say thanks for your interest and thanks for me taking over your school for a while. I spent a lot of time here, and it was a wonderful experience, made great friends, have students now who have gray hair, which is a little troubling. But you guys are all part of just an incredible institution, and the only thing I wanted to say to you guys directly is I hope that during the time that you're spending here and learning about case law and having all these fascinating arguments and worrying about jobs and all that, and student loans, you haven't lost any of the idealism that may have originally led you to the law. It turns out that the law, politics, government can be frustrating, and in a democracy this big, it can move painfully slowly. But take it from me, you really are able to make an incredible difference in the lives of people, day in, day out, if you, if that's what you want. And the country desperately needs your leadership and your vision and your dedication. You don't have to run for office to do it. You don't even have to work for government to do it. But you do have to be intentional about thinking how, with the incredible gifts that you have, you can give something back to the country, because you are uniquely positioned to be able to do that. And I'm very proud of all of you, and I'm sure that you guys are all going to be doing great things. And who knows? I may come back here and teach a once a week seminar in which I have no papers to grade or exams to grade, which I'm sure will be very popular. So we'll just hang out and talk. All right. Thanks, guys. It's great to see you.